Good morning. I'd like to talk about the halachas of chametz shabur l'va Pesach. So there is an opinion in the Gemara that chametz, which was in the possession of a Jew on Pesach, is also after Pesach as well. We don't pass like that town in the Gemara. We pass that midaraisa, a person would own chametz on Pesach, even if he was over this by Rabbi Yimotze, but having that chametz on Pesach after Pesach, the chametz midaraisa is mutter to eat. However, the Chacham came along and made a knas that it's going to be usher to eat, and not only is it usher to eat, it's usher to have hanor from it, which means you can't even sell it to a goy. And not only is it usher to the person who was over this by Rabbi Yimotze, it's usher to all Jews. So if any chametz is in the possession of a Jew on Pesach, and there is an isher by Rabbi Yimotze, so it's going to be usher after Pesach to all Jews to eat and to benefit from. Furthermore, they came along and said, even if the reason why the person kept the chametz on Pesach wasn't bemezid, it was a case of shogeg, that he wasn't aware of that chametz, and therefore he didn't take care of it, or he's an honest, he knew about it, but there was some reason why he wasn't able to get to it to be mevarit. So Chazal, so he's not over by Rabbi Yimotze because he would want to destroy it, want to get rid of it. He just wasn't able to. And a person is mashal chametz, keeping chametz on Pesach with the intent to destroy it when he's able to. He's not over this by Rabbi Yimotze. But Chazal made the kanas in the situation anyway, because if they didn't, people will keep chametz and claim that they're an honest or they're a shogeg. So they had to make this kanas in a full fashion that applies in all scenarios. Otherwise, the kanas would not be effective on the person who wants to keep the chametz. So we understand that chametz can be of great value, and a person might be tempted to maintain the chametz over Pesach. And this kanas thereby is a way to deter him. So the deterrent factor is lacking. If we're going to permit cases of shogeg or onus, he'll create these narratives of why he was a shogeg and onus, and therefore try to use the chametz after Pesach. Question which comes up is, if a person did bedika and did bittul, so he did everything he was supposed to do, so there was no, there wasn't any the cases before where the person wasn't revarit, he knew about the chametz, he wasn't revarit, or he didn't do bittul. But over here, he's done bittul and bedika. He's done everything he's supposed to do. And now, after Pesach, he actually found some chametz. So there are some achronim which hold. Mishabur brings some achronim which hold. Then in that situation, since he's done everything he was supposed to do, he did bedika, he did bittul, so there's no reason to give him a kanas. And but the Mishabur brings that many achronim say that no, that that Chazal, this idea of this across the board iser includes this scenario as well. Otherwise, again, the whole thing doesn't stand. The whole tikkun does not stand well. So they made it across the board. We find this concept by tikkun as a Chazal made. It's called leplug. So even in a situation where a person really has done everything he's supposed to do, we're going to say the chametz is usher after Pesach. The Mishabura does say that in that type of situation where a person did bedika and bittul, and then chametz was found afterwards, in a situation of a hefsed merubah, he's going to rely on that for hanor, which means you can sell it to a goy, but you can't actually eat it. So hefsed merubah, he's going to rely on those shitas. Practically, that would be a very uncommon case, because a person would have something of significant value. If he did bittul and bedika, he should have been aware of it, that he was totally unaware of something of that sort. It would be uncommon. The question which comes up is, if a person does mechira, so this is sort of chametz shabur l'va Pesach applies. Let's go. I cannot take from any Jew's food. So if I have a store where the people are not, do not keep halacha, and they keep chametz in their possession over Pesach, so after Pesach, I, as a frum Jew, cannot eat that chametz. So obviously I can't buy that chametz in that store. What about a store which had chametz in their possession, but they arranged a mechira through a rav, so they did a mechira, but then they continued to sell chametz on that chametz on Pesach. So that lechera would be indicative of the fact that the sale was not truly was not true, and not serious, and it invalidates the sale, and therefore the Jew had chametz in his possession over Pesach and should be also. So Rav Moshe actually is on record. We were true for Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said that that's not true. Once they went through a process of a mechira with all of the valid kinyonim which are necessary, so the mechira is valid and the chametz actually belonged to the goy on Pesach. The fact that the Jew went afterwards and did business with it means the Jew was a gazlan. He's stealing the goy's chametz and selling it. That doesn't change the status of the chametz. The chametz belong to the goy, and the chametz will not be osur after Pesach. So, other person disagree with the Moshe, and if a person has such a question, he should speak to his local Orthodox rabbi if he can rely on that the opinion of Moshe on this. In general, we try and avoid that if possible. But a person who's a Shabbos establishment and keeps halacha, and they sold their chametz and they did not over Pesach, so that mechira is obviously valid, and the person can benefit from that. There are some people which are machmer, not even to do that because they question the whole concept of mechira, but we're not talking about that. So the average person. Now, the last point that we hear is, after Pesach, I want to go to an establishment and I want to buy chametz. Do I have to be concerned that payment of the chametz was there over Pesach? So, if I have a good reason to believe that it was, I'm afraid to take that into consideration, and I should not buy chametz there. They give different amounts of time for time to elapse before I buy chametz. That's all based on our estimation of what is the average turnover in these type of items. How long can it be that I could assume that not only the items on his shelf, but the items in his storage, and sometimes actually the supplier actually could be a Jewish company. So how long do I have to be concerned about that possibility? You could have a non-Jewish store, but the supplier which he gets his products from, it might be a Jewish supplier, and they had chametz in their possession over Pesach. So these are the estimations which people who are familiar with the business side of grocery stores understand what type of turnover you have, and they can say at that point in time you're allowed to assume that probability, and then we no longer have any chametz in possession which is from over pace of time. So you can rely on those numbers, which are dates which are given. Again, they're an estimation, but once we can assume that it's probably true, so this is the rabbanon, that no longer applies. Have a good day.